Hello, it's me, Nicodemus. Last we left our heroes, they were locked in an intense battle which seems to be with a cult of some kind. Fortunately, they managed to defeat their enemies, and now they seek to return to Iskanet again. Meanwhile, Dane and Ulara have defeated their enemies as well, and now they are headed back to see Serranus and his Vanthian court. What will happen to our brave heroes this time? Welcome to the Ringbearer Chronicles.
With the battle over, we're going to start with Dane.
Love that guy.
Yeah. My favorite dead guy, probably, like right now.
Wait, hey. I'm sorry. We killed the skeleton?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did like a Tetris. Tetris?
Wait, Jenga. What about Bappy Dapperson? Who just tried
I
to
forgot
hit
about Bappy Dapperson. Yeah, do you want to roll the...
No,
do you want to roll the kill?
How dare you forget Bappy Dapperson?
Do you want to roll the kill Bappy Dapperson?
I will kill Bappy Dapperson if no one holds me
I'm just...
Sam, I thought you said Bappy ran away.
No. A cult fanatic ran away. Bappy is still very much in the fight. Bappy... Okay, I'll tell you right now. Bappy has 2 hit points, so if you hit him at all, he will die.
Wait, Andy.
I don't have sneak attack.
Bappy is the inverse of the name of the NPC of the week, correct?
Yes.
What if we were to ask this cultist to be of our employment for a minute? What if this cultist wanted to be
hit.
A part of our party for just a second?
19.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, yeah, kill him. Just kill
that
him.
Hits.
Behead him,
cool.
Maybe.
I'm not even going to get up. I'm going for the ankles.
To kill him?
Spread his guts on the floor.
Yep.
Okay.
That's 8 points of piercing
damage.
Yeah,
I can work with this. What are you using? Rapier? Knife?
No, I'm using just my dagger.
Yeah.
Stab him in the dick.
I think it's cool dagger. Oh. It's just written cool dagger.
Okay, yeah, you go for his ankles. You clip his hamstrings. And he falls over. He's like, "No, the fall of Dappy Bapperson!" And he hits his head on a rock and dies.
God.
No. I'll go cut out his tongue.
You cut out his tongue.
A trophy.
Okay, told me to. Look it, it's right here. It's just a tongue. You guys never seen a tongue before?
You talk too much.
Look it, I have one too.
Oh my god, it's forked. I never noticed that before.
I know, it's cute, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does Andy have a belt of tongues?
No.
Okay. No, just curious.
Just have this tongue now.
You know, we're just going to resolve this fight. As you take out...
Yes, can I feed the tongue to Reggie?
Oh, dear God. Sir, Reggie's not with you right now, but Barnett...
He's probably sleeping
Yeah,
upstairs.
The Barnett parents walk out. It's like, well, that was one mighty rookie. What the hell?
I just turn around. I'm holding a tongue. Oh, good morning.
Yeah, Ma Barnett faints again. Ma Barnett's like, what in the hell happened outside our home?
Did you guys just wake up? Jeez. Like, a lot happened.
We Barnetts are pretty deep sleepers. Ain't that right, Trevor?
Yeah, I'll, we'll clean this up for you by morn.
All right, if you say so, son. I don't know whose bodies these are, and I'm quite concerned, but with you and your adventuring business, I ain't going to question nothing. Night, folks.
Love you, Mom. Love you, Dad.
Love you, son. And he walks back in with his wonderful wife. Yeah, you guys have some bodies to clean up.
Ogre is gonna go make food for the group instead.
Okay, yeah, you go into the kitchen.
Yarp.
All right, and you guys are cleaning up bodies.
Where are we even going to put these things?
The funeral pyre.
Well, the funeral pyre has moved.
Just light them up.
I will not allow that. The funeral pyre is where my brother was burned in.
So let's just do it next to the funeral pile. We'll just put them up in a pile of bodies and set them ablaze like they do it in Lord of the Rings that one time.
And also in... They did that in Star Wars Episode 4.
Oh, yeah.
With the Jawas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did. Same idea. Yeah. Okay, let's do that.
All right.
Obi-Wan was literally making this, like, bonfire of Jawa corpses. It was pretty cool.
Okay, yeah, you guys make a pile of corpses. Do you light it on fire?
Do we have fire?
You guys have fire. I mean, you guys are out of combat.
Yeah, we could.
You guys are out of combat.
We could just ask Dane. We could just ask Dane to use Sacred Flame.
Oh, wait.
No. Or we could literally just, like, light a fucking match.
Trevor goes inside to think about what he just said.
You walk through the kitchen on your way back. Augur, make an insight check.
Head hung low.
12.
How evident is your, grief, I guess?
My remorse? My sorrow?
Yeah, how evident is it?
My bucket-shaped slash actually being a bucket head... is hanging very low. It's pretty obvious. 12 would probably notice.
Okay, yeah, you notice it, Augur.
Only a dullard would probably miss it.
As he's passing through, I am going to notice it while I'm swirling some eggs around, and I am going to kind of clear my throat a little bit, and I'm going to say, "Golden waves meet sky. A friend ascends beyond clouds, drifting into light. All things will be right in the end, boy.
It's hard to,
someday.
It's hard to see facial expressions on a bucket, but my head is a little less sunken. As I still walk inside, but pick myself up a little.
Give him a cup of tea.
Yeah, you get a nice little cup of tea. Yeah, where are you walking inside? What are you planning to do inside?
Oh, after saying that, and after that very intense battle, and also, this is, reminder to the listeners, this is right after my personal battle with grief. I wish I could go back to sleep, but I do go upstairs back to my childhood bed and just lay there, very conscious, just thinking about Dane.
Yeah, and you're laying there, and you can clearly see your own silhouette in the doorway just shaking its head.
We haven't addressed this, but can I close my eyes as a bucket?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, no idea. Yeah, you can close your eyes. And as you close your eyes and try to drift to sleep the old-fashioned way, the last thing you hear is coward. And then you drift off to sleep.
Leave him alone, you personification of grief.
I think it's this personification of guilt, but yeah, you do drift to sleep.
Still a dick. Yeah.
Guilt is a part of grief.
He's hurting.
Are you guys, for the other three of you, how are you, Woggles and Andy, how are you guys burning this massive pile of bodies?
Well,
I'll start cutting them up.
Yeah, I guess. May as well. Wait, what is that going to do?
She just has bloodlust.
No, it's just what you do to get rid of the bodies. You gotta cut them all up. Well, let's start with this. Do we want to specifically do this and not have people know that there were ever dead bodies here?
Well... I'm obviously not here right now, but we already had a very, like, obvious funeral pyre.
You guys are way out of the way from town. The Barnett Farm is probably about a couple of miles away from town.
How did they light Dane's body on fire?
I was going to chop them, then burn them, then take their teeth and hide those somewhere else. No, that's too much work. Just burn them. It's fine.
Yeah, how did we burn Dane's body?
You had, like, this...
We have! It was a very, like, formal funeral. We can light fires, guys.
It was just this big pile of logs that you made for him. Like,
Okay.
What? We're seasoned adventurers.
I'm just thinking, like, Tinder boxes. Like, we do...
Like, seriously.
Like, lighter fluid? Is that a thing in D&D?
No, okay. You can like, light them on fire.
Get some twigs.
You
don't...
I just was thinking, like, how are we going to start dramatic. This fire?
There's always alcohol, Logan. That also
You're
works.
Right. Okay, that all right. I'm here. We're lighting the bodies on fire. I get it.
of everyone, shouldn't Woggles know about alcohol's properties?
Pretty sure it's either me or Ogar.
I'm pretty sure it was you, man. You got blackout drunk like three sessions ago.
Oh, wow.
Ogar is gonna yell through the window. You should probably put them all in the big pit first. Just saying, it'll help with the cleanup.
I
Is
mean,
that, what say?
That sounds like a lot of
Do you
war.
Want burnt skeletons lying around?
Yeah, okay, let's put them in the pit.
Yeah, there's a pit that was created by the massive dirt skeleton rising out of the ground. So yeah, you can put them where that was.
Alright, but...
So yeah, you guys have a stinky corpsey pit that's fire. And it that's smells deep. Bad.
Why, does burn flesh smell bad?
I mean...
Smell bad?
Yeah, it doesn't smell great.
Interesting.
I mean, if you put, like, some seasoning on it, you, like, sautéed it a little bit, probably not.
Yeah, we could just, like, spread some lavender over them. Maybe that would make it smell nice.
I don't know. Does burning lavender smell good? I don't know.
Well...
Maybe it does, yes. Maybe it doesn't. That's for the listeners to figure out.
Yeah, yeah. Tweet
well,
us.
No, because there's, like, incense and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And people add it to their
Yeah, that's kind of what
ones.
I was thinking. But, like, incense, that might be, like... lavender extract or something. Like, it's not real lavender. Or it's not, like,
no.
Lavender in the form we would have it.
I guess. I don't know.
As in D&D.
I don't
okay.
know, man.
This is a really... Wow, we got...
This is
anyway,
really a death,
it's really
so...
just, like, ground
yeah.
lavender.
Anyway, at some point, Ogre is going to finish up breakfast. He makes sunny-side-up eggs, bacon, and angel toast for everyone.
Is it in a smiley face pattern?
It is in a smiley face pattern. The angel toast looks like hair in this pattern. Angel toast is like a toast with brown sugar and some strawberries, Ooh. Some cinnamon.
Mm.
I want mine to look like Mickey Mouse. I mean, Bicky Bouse.
Bicky Bouse?
Dappy Dow.
Dappy? Oh, yeah.
I want mine to look like Dappy Bappity.
Yeah, Ogre is just going to leave them all at, like, a nook for people to grab when they feel like it, and then he's going to go on the porch and start smoking on his pipe.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Ogre, you go on the porch to smoke your pipe, and... You're kind of struck with a memory. This brings you back. You didn't know how to always cook, right? I mean, you were taught, as everyone is. You're not born with the ability to cook. I sound like an idiot right now. But when you did learn how to cook, you were indeed taught by your blade master, who kind of happened to be a master of all trades, as it were. And Jan Blackpage showed you how to make this bread and whatnot, and he was very critical about it, you know, just because that's how he was. He was a bit of an asshole, but hey, if without that criticism, you wouldn't be so good at making it now as you were, even with one hand. Like, you managed to still pull it off.
And then we would smoke weed on his porch.
That,
whoa.
That cut out and I only heard smoke weed on his porch really authoritatively.
I think that's all he said. Is that all
that's
he said?
Yeah, that's the guy. Okay, here's the thing. We recently rewatched the Lord of the Rings movies. They're smoking weed. Every
no,
single
Hobbits,
time they're smoking on a pipe, it is weed.
Trust me, I've looked this up. I am a big Lord of the Rings fanatic. Hobbit's weed is not weed, it's just tobacco.
It's tobacco, yeah.
That is a cop-out.
It.
I will not accept that answer.
I wish it was different. Trust me, I wish it was.
You don't argue with Logan on this subject, man. He knows.
I'm not going to.
I know my Lord of the Rings.
He knows this shit. The rest of you have a very early breakfast. It is like, it's real early. It's like late in the night. You guys can still take a long rest, but you will be waking up at like noon, one-ish, probably.
Well, my key and Andromeda's hit points say let's take a long rest.
Yep, just a little. Just a quick little long rest.
Okay. You guys...
Ogre's just going to do a short.
What's that?
I'm just doing a short.
You're just doing a short? Okay. You guys do your various rests, and we're going to flip to the astral plane. Where Dane, Barnett, and Alara have finished off this group of ravenous broken. And on your wrist, Dane, is this bracer that really can form into any weapon you want. It is at your beck and call.
So, can I say, like, I want you to be, like a club?
Yeah, you think it, and immediately this bracer slithers into your hand and becomes a club.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, Ulara comes up to you and says, well, that's neat.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of is. You know, when we were fighting all these people, I was kind of thinking, like, you know, like, they don't have much. Like, they got these stubby hands and stubby nails, and I got a sword. So fighting a sword against these little stubby club things, it's pretty pointless.
That's what you're going with?
Yes.
That's the one you're going with, Dane?
Yes.
She laughs in spite of herself because it was a near-death experience. But
okay, good.
But she says, man, if I had grown sick enough of your puns over the last 15 years, I would have kicked you off an island a long time ago.
Oh, believe me, you're not even living in my head. I wish I could do the same.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so do we go back now?
Yeah, I think we have to go back.
Okay. All right. Do you want to sing some sea shanties on the way back?
I mean, I lived in Applegate.
There once was a ship that put to sea. Oh, the name of the ship.
We could sing some Applegate sea shanties.
Some. Oh, yeah, the classic, the bucket song. You know the bucket song, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Applegate landlocked.
There once was a bucket. I don't know the lyrics. Fuck it. I don't actually know the lyrics. It's been so long. Have they changed it?
Yeah, they took out how do we call it? The inkling towards using buckets. They took out the word bucket in it.
What do they use? They don't use pail, do they?
No, they use, tin can.
Tin can?
Yeah, I know. It's a shame. It's a shame.
I guess you can rhyme more things with tin can than bucket. I guess it does make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, plus when they were saying bucket, it was encouraging children to say expletives. And people weren't very fond of that.
Yeah, no. That's how I learned that word. So I'm glad they changed it, I guess.
Yeah, it's a defining moment of an Applegate child.
Wow, we've done such great world building for Applegate.
Like, yeah, we better revisit it.
You guys are in Applegate. You are presently there.
No, we are on the outskirts.
My bad.
You are
on the outskirts of Applegate.
Far enough out that people won't see that we're burning bodies.
They might see a bunch of smoke, but they're not gonna immediately think they're burning bodies and check it out.
They could, unless we call the fire department and say that we need a little bit of.
Oh, okay. Let me say the Applegate Fire Department is on point. Their bucket maneuvering skills they're so good. Their bucket line is amazing.
It's just like that TV show that we can't name because of copyright, but it's the fire department where they just show up and throw apples at the fire.
What TV show is that?
Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh my god.
What?
All All you gave us was they show up and throw apples.
Yeah, I was so confused.
We had nothing to go.
Yeah. We didn't actually anything. This isn't quite well known, but the Applegate Fire Department invented the concept of assembly lines.
Wow, look at Applegate. Ooh, is just a yes. center of industrial commerce. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing what you can do with sentences and words.
Just a lot of buckets and a lot of water. Just in this bucket assembly line.
Amazing.
Yes, because water... Never mind.
No. What was that?
You see, I was going to say yes, because filling the buckets is part of like making buckets.
Yeah, they have a station at the end where they fill it.
Because we sell them, we sell them full, obviously, so you don't feel bad about purchasing a bucket.
Full of what, you may ask? You'll find out.
Water.
Yes.
Mystery bucket. No, we already said it was water.
Yeah, fair. That's fair.
Or and Jell-O.
Or Jell-O?
And they don't tell you it's Jell-O, so you try and like chuck it out of fire. It's like, oh, just schloffs on out of there.
Oh, those Applegate buckets.
It comes out as a cube.
Oh, those pranksters at the Applegate Bucket Company giving the firefighters Jell-O.
Their house is on fire, and it's just so upsetting that they have Jell-O buckets.
Jell-O. Wait, okay, is it buckets full of Jell-O or buckets made out of Jell-O?
No, the buckets are normal, because we in Applegate... since Dane is gone, I'm the new Applegate bucket expert.
You do have one as a head.
I think you were from the beginning.
It is a normal... I would say, for us in Applegate, we say normal, but it is a very well-constructed Applegate bucket. However, instead of water being sold with it, Jell-O is sold with it. But you won't know until you take the seal off the top. The seal is not transparent. And when you purchase the bucket, there's a little pop tab so you can tell if like someone else opened it before you. So there aren't usually any miscommunications with buying one that's already been opened. But once you get the bucket, you have to pull that seal off the top and see what you get. Sort of like a Kinder egg.
A Kinder egg!
Little unknown fact, if you pay the Applegate Fire Department a premium amount of money when you call them, they'll bring you Jell-O shots.
As you watch your house burn.
Yeah.
That's the
something
point.
To ease the pain.
Oh,
that's the point.
That's amazing. It's amazing. That's world building for you. Because, you know, I say that all the time. Yeah, I'm trying to...
It's like a catchphrase at this point. Yeah,
actually, it's technically bucket building, but sure, bud.
Fuck you. It's world building too. It's world building and bucket building. And by that logic, the world is a bucket.
The world is
the
a,
world
bucket.
A bucket. That's not canon. The world.
No, of course it's not canon. It's a bucket. Unless cannons are also buckets.
Well, no, cannons are really elongated buckets that shoot things.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, the first cannon, of course, was the cannon cannon. And now that you've listened to that sentence, it is now canon in your world as well. I've pranked you.
Oh, God.
Do you guys want to hear a joke that I saw on Twitter?
Sure,
today? We're
so far down this tangent hole. Let's go.
Awesome. I'm glad you're... So, it's an Orpheus and Eurydice joke.
What?
But looking back, it's not such a good idea. Haha. It's really funny.
It's fucking hilarious.
It's a
the
really
fact that none of you laughed
guys.
At that is incredible.
I have no idea what you're referring to. Probably, I'm assuming a myth, but I've not.
Orpheus and Eurydice is a Greek myth of a lot happens in it. But to boil it down, Orpheus goes down to hell to get Eurydice back. And Hades says, like, okay, you can take her back, but you guys have to walk all the way out, and she has to walk behind you the entire time, and you can't turn back and look at her. And then, like, right when they get to the door, Orpheus turns around, and Eurydice, I think, like, turns into a salt pillar or something like that.
No. That's Bible reference.
That's a Bible thing they stole too.
No? Okay. Then she's just stuck in hell forever. Yeah. I couldn't remember if that was the Bible.
That's
or not.
Bible. It, lots why.
I mean, I've been playing a lot of Hades.
Nope, so she's just stuck in hell forever because he didn't. I have a lot of issues with that story, but that was a funny joke about it.
Hades sounds a pretty good musical.
Movies, the not the movie, the myth sucks though.
Okay, I'm gonna pull the brakes on this tangent train.
Yeah, we were
way far on the tangent track on the tangent train.
We've been further.
But yeah.
Oh, Sam! Oh my God!
What? Incredible! That's like a solid 8. Anyways.
Wow, that was an
Dane.
8.
You and Alara start standards. Your way back, reminiscing about Applegate. And the rest of you get the benefits of a long or short rest, depending on which one you took.
Beautiful note.
Yeah. So, you know what that means? You can train.
Oh my God, I can train.
I knew that would set okay. him off.
Oh my God. Can I train, like, right now? Like, can I roll the die?
Sure. If you guys would like to train, you may train.
Okay, I'm going to train, and I have to hit a 17. Fuck, it's a 3.
Okay, yeah, that's not a 17. Anyone else?
We're going to be down to, like, 10 or 9, and you're still going to be rolling below your training threshold.
Yeah, it's going to be really... I'm so excited to hit this, because I know exactly what I want.
Okay, what about you guys? Are you guys training or no?
I'm too
I don't remember what I have to hit.
Well, that's...
You gotta start writing it down.
Yeah, it's your job to keep track of. If you don't know, I'm gonna...
Yeah, I've never hit one before, I'm gonna start... 19 probably or 20. 19, here we go. 14.
That ain't gonna do it. Augur, are you training or no?
No, and whenever they all get back out of bed, and go outside to train, they will notice that Ogar is still on the porch smoking on his pipe.
He's been smoking for a while.
But now he is just sunken into a lawn chair.
Yeah, Woggles, you go out to train, like, as early as you possibly can while still getting a long rest. And you see Ogre there, he's just smoking.
He's just having a good time. You know, once I'm done training, I think I'll go join him.
Okay.
I can match.
It ends up literally just being the scene with Bilbo and Gandalf at the beginning of Fellowship of the Ring.
The real question is who's blowing the smoke ships and who's blowing the smoke O's?
Can we roll?
Yeah, let's roll for
okay,
it.
Okay, what roll is that, though?
That'll be a dexterity throw.
Fine, you can do...
That's not fair. That's not fair.
Okay. No, you know what? This is wisdom. This is like a practiced thing. This is a wisdom
okay,
thing.
Wisdom? So I can still do
unproficient
wisdom.
Unproficient wisdom.
Unproficient.
Ugh, I rolled bad.
All right. That'll be a nat 1.
Ooh, I got an 8.
You can get off some smoke rings. Woggles, you kind of cough a little bit.
Oh, jeez. Hey, if you don't cough, you don't get off.
Okay. Anyways, you guys have a nice time. Andy and Trevor eventually get up. And what are you guys doing? You got like half a day ahead of you.
Well, can't train anymore. Jeez.
Yeah, jeez.
Now that we're nice and relaxed,
I would like to feed Reggie the tongue.
Yeah, you open his little thing, his little jar, and you see Reggie pokes up. He's like,
"Reggie, hi, Reggie.
Feed him the
would
tongue.
You like a snack?"
He kind of like opens his mouth real wide.
I'm just gonna dangle the tongue above him.
He jumps up and grabs it.
Good boy, Reggie.
He spits it out, and he's like, bleh.
Okay, you don't need to be rude. I'm just trying to give you a snack. You could at least wait till I'm turned around to spit it out.
Reggie looks directly in your eyes and says, Dane!
No, Andy!
Dane!
Yeah, stupid. stupid frog. Can I have my tongue back, Veggie? Can't get that, or will you bite my finger?
Yeah, you try to get back. He does bite your finger, but it's like a frog, so it doesn't hurt. It just feels like something's kind of like grabbing your finger. It feels like a chip clip, kind of.
A chip clip. Oh my god.
So silly.
Oh my god.
I will give him a little kiss on his froggy head before I put him back.
I'm assuming down. Like behind his third eye.
Yeah, no, directly on. No, I'll do it like on his little upper lip nose area.
Very cute. Yeah, you kiss Reggie. He does a little like dance with his back 2 feet. And he looks at you expectantly.
That's all I only have the tongue to give you.
Dane.
No, Andy.
Dane.
No, look it. And I show him where the funeral pyre was. I'm like, that was Dane. That's Dane. This is Andy. Do you get it?
Dane.
Ogre. I think my frog is broken. I don't know. Here, wait, Reggie. Who's this?
Who do you point him to?
Ogre.
Yeah, you kind of like point him out the window and down at Ogre, and he says,
"Dane,
are you broken?"
That's a little racist, little
guy. Oh my god, are you a racist, Reggie?
Dane.
We need to talk about this. All right. Back in the jar.
Yeah.
We have some things we need to talk about.
You put Reggie back in the jar.
We're gonna teach you about intersectionality.
he's just a froggy.
A racist little frog.
Can't tell dwarves apart.
Yeah, what is everyone else doing?
Oh, Woggles goes over to, and he finds a nice nook, you know, a nice little nook. You could even call it a book nook, because he pulls out the one book that he has kept with him his entire life, and he sits down, and he reads The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yeah, you would.
The book.
The book.
Ogar is going to go in a different corner and read in Pride and Prejudice.
Well, we can't just call it Pride and Prejudice. A Crustian Pride and Prejudice with a Crustian Colin Firth.
We only accept the love we think we deserve.
I believe we're talking about the Tolstoy book and not the film.
Oh, that is... Yeah. It's by Leonard Tolstoy.
Yep, that guy. Toadstool. What a genius.
What a genius. His
What's the equivalent of Russia?
A Crustia. Well, it's more like Norway.
It's more like Norway.
Russia is more like... fuck, I have to actually pull up my nations. Oh, my goodness. This is a big moment for me, guys. Actually having to pull up... Okay, do you mean Russia in terms of temperature or Russia in terms of culture?
Culture, definitely.
In terms of culture, that is, it's a Koyalan, which is a massive global superpower that does a lot with Warforged and shit like that. They're known for having a
interesting.
Yeah, their notable group is the Juggernauts, which is a group of Warforged who have been upgraded to have heavy weaponry, and they're essentially mini Iron Golems. And they have these massive, like, land tanks that look more like land battleships. Like, it's a terrifying
thing. Good to know.
That's world building for you. It actually is this time, because it's not about fucking buckets.
Okay.
But yeah, that's that. Yeah, you guys read your books, because they're different. Y'all doing things?
We should probably head back at some point.
Alright, yeah, you guys want to head back to Iskarnan?
I do kind of have a business to run, but, you know, I wait for the other party
and
for
I
Trevor
have...
to feel good about leaving.
And I have coffee to piss in, and, I need to. Falafel's probably run out of my jars I left for him by now.
He is more than willing to piss in the coffee himself.
I know, but it doesn't have that little extra spice.
Have you tasted it?
No.
Wait.
You think I would drink coffee? No.
That was a little psychotic.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
I think I'm going to leave the awkward silence in too because it's that much funnier.
All right, well, I guess we're done for the night. Bye, guys.
Okay, I have a question for Trevor.
That's me.
That is huge. Would you like to head back, or would you like to stay for a little bit?
This is being presented to me out of game.
Yeah.
If this were in game, who would present it to me? Would anybody, or would I just decide it like to myself as I noticed they're all waiting for me to finish?
You could pick it up that people are raring to go.
Well. Especially after that little bit, it was kind of glossed over, but I do think it's important that I went to, like, literally fight against Dane's skeleton, but I took the time to care about the party a little bit more. I know that Trevor would decide that that's been enough grieving and it's time for action.
All right.
It's time for action, it's time for the party to move on. And I'm going to stick with the party.
Yeah.
Because I find purpose there.
Yeah, do you talk to your parents before you go?
Oh, of course I do. It's been a long time since I've talked to them.
Yeah, you see your parents are in the kitchen. They're making lunch for themselves because they know you guys have already eaten. And your ma looks up. She's like, "Well, hey there, Trevor. How you doing?"
Well, I think it's time that me and my companions get going.
Well, all right. I get that. Here, I made you a little sandwich. I don't know if you can eat like the way you are right now, but
No, it's perfect. It works. I take the sandwich. This works great. This is great. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, of course, son. If you need anything, just feel free to send us a letter. We'll be happy to help you out, son.
I give her quite the hug that her short son wouldn't be able to give her. I don't mean Dane, I mean me before I got converted.
I get you. Yeah, you give her a very powerful hug. She's like, "Oh, okay, Tiger. That's a mighty big grip you got there now." And then Pa Barnett comes up and he's like, "Let's make this a group hug, shall we?" And then he kind of hugs you as well. And you guys have a nice little family moment. And you can't help but notice that there's enough space that somebody else could fit in this hug. You guys hug it out, and then your dad says,
I don't know what to say, son, except, I'm proud of you. I didn't think that I'd ever see you again. But here you are, and you feel fulfilled, right? This is doing something for you.
Yes, I don't know if you know. I don't know if I'm going to go into specifics about how I got into this body, but I am using it to the fullest of my potential, I believe. It's what Dane would want.
Yeah, I know that if Dane was here, He'd be mighty proud of you. Just like I am.
I think it's time for me to go.
All right, son. Well, you stay safe out there, all right?
All right. I'll visit again.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
All right, I leave my childhood home.
You walk out of your childhood home, and you look back up to the window of your room for one last time, and you can see yourself in it. And by that I mean you can see Guilt. And Guilt is staring at you with this wicked grin. But it seems like Guilt looks a little more gaunt. Like there's not as much muscle on him.
Right.
And I'm assuming y'all head out.
We continue our adventure.
Alright, you know what that means?
No.
Survival check and a D12, please.
I call the D12.
Alright, who's doing survival?
I will do it. Okay. Because I usually do.
D12 got a 3.
3?
And I got a 10.
You managed to stay on the road. And you guys don't really encounter anything of much interest on your way back home tonight. You do make it to a nice little spot to rest for a while in between the cities. I'm assuming Trevor's keeping all the watch because Warforged?
Yes, sir.
All right. You hit the hay for the night. Hey Pterodactyl crew, this is Sam, your Dungeon Master, and I love dice. They allow me to see the strands of fate itself with their little numbers. And that's why I'm here to talk about Only Crits. Only Crits dice are not only beautiful, but they're also very high quality for a low price. For example, their Prism Onyx set is just a sight to behold, and their weight in your hands adds to the gravitas of any role-playing game. Or consider their huge dice sets for when you just want to assert your dominance at the table. But it doesn't stop there, because Only Crits also sells dice accessories and trays, as well as some amazing pre-made modules for you and your friends to play. What's even better is that you can get these dice even cheaper with our promo code BUCKET. Again, that's promo code BUCKET, as in what Trevor uses as a head. So next time you buy dice, and if you're listening to a Dungeons & Dragons podcast, I know you're going to buy some more dice, buy from Only Crits with promo code BUCKET.